Well, hello, hello, performance marketers. Hope you guys are all doing well out there. So today's episode, we are going to talk about how valuable it is to build your list. I have someone that's coming on today who sold his business for 9 digits in cash, $100 million in cash. And he's going to tell us all about how he did it and what was the most valuable thing and why he was able to unload his company for that much money in cash. And you guys know what that's going to be. Your list. We all know it. We all strive for it. Build your list. Build your list. The gentleman coming on, his name is Jeff Goldstein. He wrote a book. It's called It's Just That Simple. And he's now rolled out a workshop where he's starting to coach young entrepreneurs on how to survive in this doggy dog world that we're living in. So if you're interested in seeing what Jeff's got available for you, you can go to ericbeer.com/Jeff Goldstein and you'll be able to get a link to see what Jeff's up to and watch his webinar and get a lot of golden nuggets out of him. So let's dive in and listen to what Jeff's got to say. I spent the last 17 years building my 8-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast. Jeff Goldstein, welcome to Performance Marketer. Let's talk about you and some 5 things that you're just, no one knows about you. Give us some fun facts.
Wow, fun facts. Okay, well, you know, I've been around for a long time. You know, I'm 84 now. I'm a lot older now. You know, it's a lot of plastic surgery, a lot of things, you know, and I have some secrets. I can't tell you how I do it. But no, I've been around the industry for a long time. And, you know, from the very beginning, actually. So, you know, it's been an evolution. And that's kind of the interesting about it. You know, we started out one way. And as the industry itself evolved, we kind of evolved with it. You know, learning the different ways to monetize your products. At the beginning, there wasn't much competition. If you remember, I know you've been around for a long time as well.
Oh, yeah.
Things changed as we go. And like you and I were just talking offline a little bit, it became more down the road, not just what you were selling, but who you were selling it to and what you did with those people that you sold it to then in the future. Because that turned out to be the real asset of what we were doing. We started out in the subprime credit market. And, you know, that was amazing on the internet until about mid-2007 when the entire subprime credit market fell apart, which was good for me because I sold my company at the end of 2006. So that wasn't complaining too much. Not because I'm a genius, just because I'm lucky as hell. it worked out that way.
We'll take luck any day of the week.
Yeah, I got a lot of it and I use it. But no, but back then it was about the data, and we realized, especially in the internet, I mean, you pretty much have the whole world there. And if you can break down your targeted market and what you're trying to do, that's where you make the money. And that's what we did continuously with multiple, not just in subprime credit, but multiple things after that. So the biggest secret, if I can ever say, is like, and I'm one of these guys, you know, these brilliant guys. Later on, when the industry matured, we had all these guys with their MBAs and coming from Harvard or whatever. I did go to a very high level Princeton like school. Very on the same level, University of Alabama, which is very similar in South. At least yeah, for football.
Yeah. I
didn't have the higher learning that you guys get up there in the Northeast, but Philly kind of figured it out. It was just the simple things, like you and I were talking about earlier. It's really the simple things that really what make you successful out there, and that's what I learned. You know, it was the data. It was basic algebra, pretty much. You know, if you can get something to make $100, well, but by doing what you're doing, 2X is $200 and 1,000X, and you keep going that way. And it was pretty much how it worked. And it hasn't really changed that much. It's gotten more complicated with social media and everybody else in the market, but the whole concept hasn't really changed. And every time when I find myself going crazy with brilliant new ideas and everything like that, I realize, you know, just go back to the simple basic things. And that's where we always made our money in the past. And it's pretty much the same thing right now.
Yeah. So that, yeah, I remember that. Those were good times. That was back in 2006. Wow. That's a long time ago. So from 2006 to 2020, what have you been up to?
Unemployment, maybe. Let me tell you, those unemployment checks. I've been out there. You know, first I got stuck in. Well, first I had to stay with the company for a while to do what I had to do. But then it was kind of, you know, let's see if I can recreate, you know, the whole wheel. Let me just see if I can recreate it. And yeah, I realized after a couple of years of trying to do the same type thing, you know, you got to move on and you got to change. So I pretty much went into a lot of e-commerce sales, a little bit different than the subprime credit. Bringing out products, some of them back then from China, you know, again, AliExpress product, you do whatever. And some of them, some things I had, some inside sources here in the US, and bringing out products and pretty much, as I said, using the same type model. Especially, I think, and you, I don't know if you would agree with this or not, but I think what really the game changer, I say in a negative way, some people would say in a positive way, but in our entire industry was when Facebook grew and became as strong as they were. Back in our day, you know, everybody had traffic. And when everybody had traffic, obviously it was a big competition. So it wasn't as expensive. We was able to get email traffic or banner traffic or other things like that. But now, one way or another, Facebook touches everything. And they're very good marketers and they know how to make money and they take most of the money. So I think more than ever, we had to learn that even if you have a brilliant product, which I came up with some pretty cool ideas that I was selling, it's very difficult to make money on that product alone. And then the whole, as they call it now, funnels, we used to call flows back then, the funnel became even more and more important. So yeah, I can sell, I had an entertainment product, I can sell that product and look, I'm doing well. But when I tried to scale it on Facebook, eventually Facebook made all that money, not me. So I realized, you know, the whole funnel thing became so important. You know, not just do you sell this, now I'm going to sell you two or three of them at the same time. Now I'm going to try to upsell you on similar products. And most importantly for me, like it always was the data. And I had to make sure I collected much of it and then use it to resell more of this product and to resell like-minded products. So that's kind of what I did for the past, I guess that's 14 years. Continue the same concept, but it's a little different, but still with the basic simple principles that I had at the beginning.
Yeah. So one thing that I'll tell you that has not changed from how you built your business was all around data, right? And yep. You mentioned Facebook. To me, Facebook is just a vehicle to build your list. Outside of that, I want nothing to do with Facebook.
Funny you say that. I like you say, because you're one of the very few people but beside myself that has actually said that. I appreciate it.
You know, at the end of the day, you want to use these platforms because the number one thing in your business, the way you sold your business, the way you were able to monetize your business was all around what you just said, which was the data, which was your list, which was your email list. When you have your email list, now you have the ability to press send and communicate with those people at any time. Facebook, they shut down your ad accounts at any time. They can shut down your Facebook groups or your Facebook Messenger. Even if you're posting on your Facebook group, they only show it to like a very small percentage of those people. And then they want you to boost the post inside your own pages so that they can see it for everybody else, right? So, I mean, at the end of the day, I think one of the things that I think we should hit on here is what you talked about with your business and how you grew your business, which was on the data side. Because right. At the end of the day, you're like you said, you're talking about a reg flow versus the funnels, which is the same thing in our minds, right? It's just how someone's defining it. But in the data side of the business, right? Talk about how you were able to generate a click from an ad and talk about your goals when you would get somebody through the flow, because I think it's very relevant to today on how people get a lead magnet and then they have their OTOs on the back end. It's very similar to how you were doing this, but you were doing it with leads and lead buyers where you would try to break even. And then if you broke even, that was home run because now you have the data and you monetize your data, right? And that's ultimately what all these guys are doing today.
Absolutely. And it was a little different back then. But right now, I agree with you 100%. It's essential. I don't think you can survive and thrive today if you don't do that. With us, it was a little different back then. Same principle, but a little different. When we started out, we were just selling an individual product. doing great. Everything's cool. And it was really just by accident one day, I'm looking at this thing and I realized when I was talking to one of our tech guys, we were accidentally back then, when they would fill out the form, it was just a one page, sale page. When they would fill out the form, if the guy filled out his email, which was our first question, we happened to be saving. I didn't even realize. So I said, hey, let's do the hell of it. Let's take the data that we got in the last 2 days, give it to me. I'm going to mail them back the same product. Just for hell of it. We tried it. And also we got sales. And I said, well, hell, this is odd. These people said, no, that doesn't make any sense. Why the hell are they buying? And then we created what we called back then a squeeze page. People still call it a squeeze page, I guess. But yeah. Literally it's a page where, listen, all I want is your damn email. So you put it up there and I would come up with something like, hey, just to make sure we have this in your area or whatever, give me your name, email, zip code, something like that. And back then, because we had our products were kind of expensive back then. Some of them were like, before we were doing just leads, product might have been about a $70 product. So we could get up to 20 emails before the one sale. And then I would mail them out. And literally it turned out that I pay for that one sale, however much it costs. I have 20 free people we go send an email to and probably get 2 sales from that alone. Then we realize, hell, well, I know who these are. They have subprime credit. I'm going to mail them a subprime auto loan, a subprime mortgage, every other kind of credit type product there is. And instantly we tripled our profit because it's all profit. I already counted the cost of buying that sale, and we tripled the product profit. And not just this. And this is what I tell a lot of people today that I talk to. You can build a great company with Facebook and whatever, but if you ever try to sell that company, what asset value do you really have? If you stop selling tomorrow, you're done. One of the reasons that we sold for such a high multiple with the company that we sold back then is because we had an asset of all this data. So it's not just the money that you make on it, but it's really all you have. Like a lot of friends that have affiliate networks out there, but what asset do they have? And they're all trying to scramble for an asset. And today it is so important to do this just for the reason you mentioned. I use Facebook the same way you do. It's just a data collector because they know how to make money. They're going to make the money on the sale. You need to have the data. So by the way, you can remarket it, as you said, on Facebook, but you got to pay each time, whether you're boosting your traffic or you're just hitting the retargeting. It's great. You can retarget, but you have to pay for it. When you get that name, if you break even, this is what I tell people that I talk to who are starting a business. I say, you should be happy. So what the hell do you mean happy? I'm breaking even. You break even at Facebook, you are going to be a multimillionaire tomorrow if you can scale and do it, because you've got everything. You get that free data. Tomorrow you market that guy who is extremely targeted. And you never have to pay Mark Zuckerberg again. And it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And if you make a dollar an email per month, right? And you generate, let's say you generate 100 leads a day. What is that? 3,000 leads a month.
Yeah.
So 3,000 times 12, right? So that's $36,000. Exactly. So yeah, that's cool. So tell us about your book that you wrote.
Well, I'm going to put it this way. If you're looking for my Gone with the Wind, Tolstoy type thing. And I am not Tolstoy, and I'm not even Jim Tolstoy, the guy who lived down the street from me when I grew up. I mean, it's not that kind of a book. It's my first attempt of writing something. And the name of the book is It's Just That Simple, which you probably can tell already by talking to me. That is the theory, not just of my business, but of my life. I kind of figured that out. Everybody overcomplicates everything. Now, don't misunderstand. If you are studying to become an engineer or a doctor, a brain surgeon or a rocket scientist, man, go on. Learn it all, complicate it, learn everything you can. And what sucks about being in that business, as I tell people, I might even say in the book as well, is you can't screw up. And I'm the biggest screw up there is. I'm going to tell you right now, there's nothing that I've ever done that I haven't failed in it first. And when I say first, like 100 times before I succeed in it, you can't fail if you're an engineer. The bridge is going to fall down. If you're a heart surgeon, man, yeah, that sucks. You can't screw up. But when you have this kind of simple philosophy, just baked down to the basic stuff, I am going to screw up, but I learn from each screw up that I do, and each time I get a little better. But that's kind of what makes things work, especially in this e-commerce business. We're not out, and just to give you an example, I didn't go out like you didn't go and buy a pizza parlor or whatever store. That's a great idea, but you spend $300,000 on the location, you buy it on Main Street. And if your pizza sucks or the waitress is rude to somebody or you just can't get the traffic there, you can't change it to a yogurt shop tomorrow. Me, and I'm sure you've experienced this, I've screwed up every damn site I've built. By the time that site made money, it doesn't even look like, resemble in any way what I started, because I learned as I go. You can't do that with a pizza shop. It's just too much money, but you can in online marketing. So everything needs to be simple. It needs to be easy. And I go through in the book different things that I did that are, you know, always think I'm so smart, which I always, hey, wow, I'm so smart. I know how to do things. So I overthink things. It doesn't work because it's too complicated. I always go back to the basic stuff that we just talked about here. You build a basic site, you build a basic squeeze page funnel, traffic, data. It always works because algebra always works. X times two is the same as X times four, as long as your costs don't go up.
Absolutely. So this book now is transitioning into your webinar.
Yes, yes.
So tell us about what you're doing in the webinar and your coaching program.
You know, I always used to say, you know, those who couldn't do teach. That was always my saying. I said that, I thought it was really cool. You know, I got in college. But okay, I've already done, so I don't feel bad in teaching now. So I don't feel bad about it. So I wanted to go into it. Because, you know, listen, we have actually done this for multiple decades now. So it's been around for a long time. So I figured, you know, what's next? Yeah, I can build another gadget and sell it, send it out there. But I think this is kind of cool. And it seems like you're kind of in the same space with your life now too. You know, it's cool to kind of direct this to others, you know, because you talk to people, you know, and say, well, God, they can do this. Why can't anybody do this? And if you break it down simply, anybody can do this. And that's what's so cool about it. So I put together more of a workshop than a webinar, same kind, it's the same thing, where I try to go through and explain, want to break down people's apprehension about getting into their own business. You know, because, man, it's like, listen, life is fine. You know, you got kids, you got a family, and you got a nice house, a white picket fence. Do I really want to risk it? I started when I was younger, so it was easier to risk. But, yeah, you can risk it and not risk everything. You can go out and do a little bit, keep your job, start a business. It's so, I don't want to say easy. Nothing is easy. There's a big difference between simple and easy. And the difference between simple and easy is life. Life just takes simple and just... It nothing becomes easy after that. I mean, you got to pay the bills. Your kids got to go to school. You want to go on vacation. So it complicates everything. So what I hope to try to accomplish in this webinar/workshop is to show everybody, break it down that you, with all your worries that you can't sleep at night with, because I got plenty myself, can do this. You can, even if it means, and I even break it down simple, you know, China, and we can talk about China a little bit. I know things are going to be a little different after what's going on now. Even if it means you get a product on AliExpress on China, you start with it, do some testing to see if it works. Later on, you got to buy the product yourself because delivery times are too long in China. You can build a product, and if it sucks, switch it from selling a flashlight to a radio to funky sunglasses tomorrow. And you can do that without losing your shirt and without, you know, quitting your job and make things happen. That's what I kind of tried to show you in this workshop. And then we move into a coaching product where my goal is, I'm not hanging up. I'm not getting rid of you until you're done with me, where I'll be with you to the end and hopefully give you something that I've gained in the last 20 years to help you succeed in business.
Yeah, that's really cool. So how would someone go about contacting you and finding you and working with you? What's the process?
Well, right now I'm hiding in my basement now, like, in the bunker because I'm too scared to come out. But normally I'm easy to find. You know, one, I don't know if you can put a link up here when we put this thing up. If I get a link, it's I'm Jeff Goldstein. You can see me on Facebook and everywhere else. And I talk about this, but maybe put up a link somehow. I get you a link
Yeah, we'll get you a link.
Because even if you go through the whole webinar and you say, you know, okay, this is not exactly what I want. I'd love to get in touch with people. My goal is to do whatever it takes to build other people that are successful. Obviously, that makes me feel good, but it also helps me because hopefully it'll give me a reference one day and say, hey, this guy's not a total idiot, part idiot, but not total idiot. And then he helped me out a little bit.
Yeah. So we have to say this. You got to tell the guys some numbers on what you sold your company for. Get them all excited on what the upside is and why someone should be talking to you.
Good point.
Right? Let's create some credibility here.
Well, here's the thing interesting about it, because I tell people that, you know, what I sold the business for is, oh, wow, you know, you're like that guy from some Snapchat or those guys from Instagram. Said, no, man, we actually made money before we sold this business. I mean, we were making, by the time we sold the business, a profit. I mean, the top number might have only been around $40 million a year, but the bottom number was about 16, and we were putting that in our pocket. So it wasn't like, you know, we went to sell a company because, you know, wow, we came with this great idea and sold it. We sold the company right about $100 million, and yeah. Luckily at the time, because when we discussed earlier what time was about to occur, it was cash. So that made a big difference because the end of 2006 and in mid 2007, the entire subprime industry took a crap and for a long time. But it was good. And we've sold all the small companies as well, some smaller companies, but that was the big one. And, but as I just want to say, it wasn't one of those, Instagram type things. I wish I could do that tomorrow, but haven't been that lucky in my life.
selling a company for $100 million in cash is pretty, pretty good, man.
Most of it's buried under the house with me where I'm sitting right now. I just keep it. Every is a big deeper hole.
That's great.
I got 40 bucks left, literally 40 bucks left. That's what I'm trying to get out here and do more stuff. this costs money right here, so we got to make this kind of quick. I'm paying for the internet right now.
That's great. So take us through when you were going through the process of selling the business, right? We talked about building up your list, having data, and then you now are able to sell this business for $100 million. So proof is in the pudding, right? So how many names did you have that you were able to now sell this business for $100 million?
Well, interesting. And you, as you and I have discussed a little earlier, names were different back then. We utilized our list a little bit different. It depends what you're doing. Subprime credit was really big and it was hot. We probably had about active, we had more names that we go back and mail every once in a while. We probably had about an active list of about 5 million names. But, the ones we're really making money on are probably about 20% of that. But these were just, what was so interesting about these people and why this was so good and why it's great advice to anybody who's getting into this. Your vertical that you are in is the most important thing. Like, people talk to me all the time. Well, I got this great idea for a product. And they tell me, I said, it's great. But the most important thing, at least for me, get in a vertical, get in a market where there are multiple things you can sell. Like, or new mothers. There's always going to be new mothers, and they grow into, teenagers, teenage kids eventually. Get into a market where your data can be used over and over again. If you're just selling some unique product that's a one-time sale, you're going to have a problem. Our data back then in this company was subprime credit, which represented a huge percentage of the people on the internet at that time. If you needed a credit card and you weren't subprime, your bank is sending you offers all day long for great products and you buy them. You had subprime credit, man, you needed stuff. You couldn't rent a car. You couldn't get an auto loan. You couldn't get insurance, auto insurance. You couldn't get anything. So what was so interesting about ours, the vertical was so large and so wide, not just deep, it was so wide, we were able to really monetize that data. We had people, probably at some point we give to you, some other people all over the place that actually, we had partners that would monetize our data for us. And I remember one time, this is true, sitting back, it was in the heyday when things were going well, and realizing that day that we had 60 million pieces of email going out on our data. It was that week, 60 million pieces of data. I said, oh, that's not bad. And, at the time I was thinking, I remember I was in the beach and I was half drunk sitting in a beach chair thinking, wow, that doesn't suck. Life's not bad. Yeah. So the data is important. I mean, it is important, not just with the money you make on it, as you just mentioned, but that was the asset. And that was the important thing to help selling that company and help increasing the multiples was the fact that we had an asset like that.
Well, at the end of the day, right, if you have 5 million names, you're selling the business for 100 million. So each email was valued at 20 bucks. Right?
Well, if you're looking at it that way, it is. Sure. This company had another reason for us. They were a debt company. They needed the data. They needed a company. They needed it because they were going to build a package and sell even bigger. That didn't happen, by the way. So that extra money I could have got did not happen because times changed, but I'm not complaining that much.
Yeah. Well, you got to pivot, right? You got to figure it out. But that's really cool. That's an exciting story. Well, whoever gets to work with you is going to be very lucky to get the experience that you've had. There's not many people in this world that's had the ability to be through the old internet and understand how to fight their way into generating some traffic, build up your database, break even, monetize your data on the back end. I love what you're saying about keeping it simple. I couldn't agree more with that. I mean, at the end of the day, I think people just get in their own way, including myself, by the way. Sometimes you got to like talk to yourself and be like, just chill. But this is cool. I mean, good luck to what you're doing here. I think, a lot of people are going to get lucky enough to be spending time with the Jeff Goldstein.
Wow, man. I hope I meet him myself. I'm excited. I don't know him that well. Awesome. No, I appreciate this. This is great. And I appreciate the whole concept here, whole interview.
Yeah, cool. I appreciate you coming on. Good talking to you. All right. Be good. Later. There you have it, performance marketers. You just heard from a gentleman who sold his business for $100 million in cash. And the number one thing that he believes allowed him to do this was the fact that he captured his data and had built his list. I will not stop telling you guys how important it is to build your list. This is the asset of your business. It is everything. You do not want to be handcuffed by other platforms. You want to have the ability to communicate with your tribe at any point in time. So take it from Jeff, take it from me, start building your list if you haven't done it already. If you did, start scaling your list and start getting more people on your list. And you'll be able to do that a lot better with my survey platform, Survey Detective. When that comes out, I'm pretty pumped. It's coming along, guys. We'll have it soon. Stand by. I promise. Performance marketers are going to be the first ones to have access to it. So with that said, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I hope you guys got some value out of this. Be well, stay safe, and we'll talk to you next week. All right. Bye-bye.
Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.